Jeffrey, you don't know me. You don't know my life.
No, no.
Radio.
I know you broke as shit.
Are
you ready for this one? UCR. Go.
We're saying what we want. Give it to you, not come. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure, and man, oh man, we've got a crazy hour just in store for you. So prepare yourself. Jeffrey Emmett is in the damn house. Jeffrey, what's up?
Present.
Present. James D., you know him from Lips on the Air. He is also in the house. How are you, James?
I am exhausted, but I'm here.
He is a working man, and they are working his fingers to the bone, let me tell you. And he called Jeffrey before the show. Jeffrey, you don't know me. You don't know my life. I love it. I love it when it gets started
on 10.
I love it.
Exactly. I mean, don't act like you know shit about me when in all actuality you really don't. I mean, come on now.
We've known you for over a year. We kind of do.
I know, bitch. And now at one point in that year, while you worked and had a job, have you ever had a fucking dime saved your name? So don't fucking give me this shit. You don't know me, bull pucky, because you ain't never had two quarters to rub together. But that's okay.
But this is the
thing. Hey, you know what? Here's the thing, though. I did have money. I did have money in a savings account, thank you. Granted, it was only like $6, but I still had money in savings.
But, you know,
that's more than a quarter.
Cool.
That's more than two quarters. That is technically more than two quarters, Jeff.
He had $3 $2 bills. Excuse me.
Hey, that's a lot. He could have a negative account, an overdrawn account. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
my account
makes you feel any better.
Overdrawn.
I only have $300 in my savings account right now, so it's kind of scary.
That's funny. That is funny. See, it's out of time, man. It's a recession. People's savings account is almost like an extinct thing when you're everybody's like trying to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I could like pay my phone bill for a month with my savings account.
That's about it. Well, let's just be happy. You've got a lot of irons in the fire, and you know, you've got a steady income coming in. Let's be happy about that.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You plan for a rainy day, and you know.
That's
how
right. My $300 gonna take me far.
How is my on air husband's husband doing with that broken ankle?
Oh, that bitch is broke as shit.
He went back to the doctor today,
and it's healing okay, but he's kind of freaked out because the bone's, you know, obviously not healing the way it looked before. So I think it's kind of going to protrude. You know, like, I have my finger broken, so it's crooked. Like, I think he's going to have a deformity, and he's a little tweaked out about that. And they're like, can I get surgery? Because I'm not sure that I'm really okay with this.
Right. Like, I need the surgery to put my bone back in place, please.
And I'm like, no, because Christmas is coming and your ass needs to go back to work. Love you, though.
Oh, man. So he's not getting surgery. Is that per the doctor or per Jeffrey Emmett?
No, the doctor said that, from my understanding, that he doesn't need it. Unless, like, you know, something else happens, or he fought, you know, if he does not, you know.
So what about the whole thing about you can't put any weight on it, you need to stay off of it completely?
Basically,
are
it's
we
still
doing that? It's still
yeah,
that?
They said it
how
hadn't
much,
really
longer?
Changed much at all from last week. So he's not healing very quickly. Which, I mean, I guess I don't know how bones heal regularly, so I don't know, because I must have missed that day in biology. But, yeah, so this is going to fucking be a long process, man. Like, I'm going to have to, like, call my friend's husband again and hire him to come bring up my Christmas trees or bring down my Christmas trees. It's going to be a process.
Oh, Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing, though. Like, if he would get surgery, he'd probably heal quicker.
I don't know, per se, because I think it would probably involve screws.
Yeah, but it'd be in place, and it would be like, okay, 6 weeks later, you're good to go.
But then he's also, well, but this is like, they're like, I don't know. It's just kind of complicated. But,
yeah,
but then he
definitely.
Says, every metal detector, y'all walk through, and it's just not worth it.
No, but he needs to stop hiding out in the man cage because having to run up two flights of stairs every time homeboy needs a sip of water.
He's getting like a bucket and like
seriously?
A big gallon of water, a bucket, and like you just handle your business. You won't,
seriously,
you know.
Yeah. Last
like,
week, I was so
like,
pissed.
Three sandwiches, pack them, like wrap them up, like peanut butter and jelly doesn't spoil. So.
I was so pissed when I found out James got a job because I really considered for a minute there. I was like, maybe I can get James to fly out here and kind of be like my live-in assistant and I could just pay his minimum bills. I seriously
and
was about, like, calling
and
James. And, like,
have it.
And now he has a job.
Wow, and as fate would have it,
yep.
He's employed.
I think Fate was just waiting for you to realize how much you actually needed me before Fate was going to be like, okay, we're going to give him a job now.
Well, he's not kidding about this job, so don't talk about this too long because he will quit that job and come over.
No, don't quit it because the next room is. I don't know how much your bills are.
And be on the next flight out thinking, like,
your
yes,
bills.
Pay my
it could
can
be too
you
expensive
pay my
for my liking.
You pay my telephone bills.
Then maybe
actually,
we
you
could
know
chill.
What's funny though? My bills really aren't all that much. Like,
mm-hmm.
my personal private stuff, I think I pay, like, $150 a month for my own personal stuff.
Right.
But don't you have a car payment?
No. I own my shit. Thank you.
Yeah, his car's paid off.
Oh, well, shoot.
I got rid of that shit.
Maybe
I got
could
rid of that car
you.
Payment as quick as possible.
I could
yeah.
double that. I'd give you like $300 a month, bitch. Come on out. You're going to be selling some damn floor stuff. There's this girl up the street. She just be, she was doing daycare and she quit. So she texted me, and she was like, girl, I'm cleaning houses now. So if you know anybody, and you know me, I can never find a good housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, they just won't do a good job, and then I bitch, and I just get rid of them. I'm like, I'm just going to do it myself, because why am I wasting this kind of money? Well,
right.
Now
right.
I've been, like, trapped at home, so I've turned
uh-huh.
into, like, crazy, psychotic Martha Stewart. Like, I've been organizing and scrubbing and cleaning, and it's kind of crazy, but my back is not... holding on very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, shit. Maybe I need to call this girl, have her come finish mopping.
I know. I knew that was going to happen. The back was going to get out eventually.
The B saga is not ending, so, you know.
So what is going on? All of a sudden you get bees? I just don't understand this.
There is a bee's nest in the wall. They're yellow jackets. And everybody's like, it says all over there they're going to die. But the dude originally had said honeybees. So I'm like, oh, my God, they can live all year round. But no, they're yellow jackets. And they're just in the walls. And dude kind of kept blowing me off. So I'm a little concerned. So hopefully he'll get here because I'm about over this.
So your bee guy still can suck a dick then?
Yes, he can suck a dick.
What? I missed part of that. How did we get to that?
Because I made a video blog over the weekend. I made a little YouTube thing for all of our listeners. Because I hate, I mean, I like to type, but my grammar's just horrible. And then I have to send a I can't speak either, so I guess it doesn't really matter. I have to send it to Mike to have him edit it. So I'm like, let me try to do just little clip videos, which James is mad at me because he's like, hold the phone the other way because it messes the video up. So this poor kid, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't edit anything. Like, it'll, you know, look like a two-year-old did it. Like, I have a hard enough time trying to come up with 60 seconds of a conversation.
That's surprising to me, because you're a chatterbox.
Well, it's different when the pressure's on, you know, and I'm, like, trying to watch the phone and, like, see, make sure I'm not, like, you know, at a bad angle, which I always am.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to make sure that the phone's not jumping all over the place, but it is, and then I can't get it to switch the right way. So it's mm-hmm. it's definitely interesting. So make sure you go check
right.
it out. It's up on our website, right, James?
It is. MyUncensoredRadio.com.
And the YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/user/ My Uncensored Radio.
Oh, that's a whole lot. We just couldn't get My Uncensored
yeah.
Radio after the YouTube.
No, and you can thank YouTube for that.
Oh, damn it, YouTube.
Okay, well,
yeah,
that's mighty.
Yeah, and she sent me a horrible video of a home birth over the weekend, and my eyes are still bleeding. I don't understand why.
We can't talk
why.
About that yet.
I know, but I'm not giving out details. I'm just saying it was a home birth, and I don't need to see those kind of things.
It
like,
was a little...
My eyes!
I was a little bit surprised. I'll tell you, when
yeah.
I got the group text message, I did not expect
was, like,
to see...
completely nude up top?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I was kind
parts?
Of like, oh, okay. There's some questions that are going to have to be answered there, for sure.
Shut up. Like, that threw me for a loop. Because
no, I think I thought it was great.
I would personally not be laying doing a home birth and like for the whole world to see me naked. I'd have to have like a shower curtain or something covering my body or something. A blanket, a towel, a washcloth, something would be covering my body.
I get what you're saying completely, but I also feel like the way that this particular thing was done. You know, I thought it was very truthful, very honest, and very real, and it takes a lot of courage to expose yourself like that. And I think it's really, really great.
I'm not that courageous is what I'm trying to say. I'm not,
no,
I'm
I know.
Not
I hear you.
Judging
I know
them.
You're not
I'm just
that.
Saying, I'm not that
right.
courageous.
Like, damn,
I would,
damn.
I could never, oh, like, I was like, oh, my God. And I was just like, oh, my God, that is more realness than I ever expected. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's real times the 100.
I didn't see
hours.
That coming. I didn't see it
I
coming.
Didn't
like, I've seen clips of this thing before, but I hadn't seen the whole thing, so I didn't see this part, so I was like, oh.
I'm
oh.
so happy. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll send it
well,
to you.
Well, no, he sent us. Yeah,
no.
We'll send it to you. But this is the thing. Like, uh-uh. My dad, I think he knew we didn't see that coming because he knew he was going to do that to us. He knew he was shocked. Shocked. I was
yeah.
like, whoa. Because I was, look at this. I was in the middle of shooting my first American/Indonesian wedding. So imagine my phone in my pocket buzzing, and I'm kind of like, okay, I'm going to check it. Forgot about it. Get to a wedding, and I'm like, you know, getting myself stuff together, getting set up. Talking to the groom, making sure, you know, what do you want? What is it you need? Like, making sure I get what he wants, right? And the next thing I hear, I just happened to pick up my phone to check and see how much time I had until the wedding started, and it's like, oh, a message. Okay. Like,
see, that story
oh
would have been so much better if the
uh-huh.
groom or the bride was standing next to you and saw the photo.
The groom was standing next to me, and I didn't even think to show it to him, but he was like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I just got a very provocative email. I don't even know how to describe it.
It's a little traumatic. I mean,
traumatic.
It happened to me. A certain co-host, maybe on our panel, no name shall be
uh-huh.
named, maybe sent me a certain naughty photograph
uh-huh.
of a certain body part. And it just so happens,
it
one of my dear mothers. No.
It was not me, for the record. It was not Karen Ashley sending naughty photographs of
it
the body part.
It may or may not have been allegedly another female member of the staff. And it just so happens I had the daycare mom, Kelly, standing next to me when the photo came through, to which she started laughing and said, that's great. So thank God she's got a sense of humor, because I was like, oh, shit. Like, you know, I just
right.
didn't know that was coming.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to explain that, you know.
Right.
Like, oh, dear. Yeah, not
mm-hmm.
working.
Naughty, naughty. Yeah, I know. Like, that person, allegedly has sent me pictures of her body parts as well. And I'm like, girlfriend.
Oh, I did not say they were her body parts, allegedly.
Oh, I've gotten the body parts of her suitors. Yes.
Oh, me
and
too.
I've gotten her body parts. And I've gotten her body parts. And I'm like, girlfriend, I don't need to know you or any of your suitors in that light. Please. Especially if I know them. Like, don't send me a body part of somebody I know. I don't want to see it. I don't want that visual. I don't. So just anybody out there, if you're my friend and you decide you want to send me a body part of one of your suitors, I don't want, and I know them, don't send it to me. I don't need to know them like that. The only person I need to know like that is my husband. That's it.
Well, you're soon to be husband.
Maybe Shannon Tatum. But that's it.
Oh, no. I'm good with all that. Mm-mm.
You like it. You're a freak.
I keep hearing people talk about Magic Mike, and I'm just like, that was the most disappointing movie I've ever seen. Like, I thought we were going to get to see some pain and, like, naked bodies. The storyline sucked. It sucked. They just were half naked. Big deal. I can go to any gay club and see it for free and not have to rent the movie, and I can get drunk. And, you know, I don't, no, I wasn't really impressed.
I wasn't either. I like the dance moves because I think I was partial because one of my good friends I went to high school with, she's a choreographer, and she did the choreography for Magic Mike.
And she's not
so
on the show because why?
You know what? I'll get her on the show. I can get her to come on the show. So I was very proud of her, and I watched it for that reason. But I was like, I was cool on that movie. Like, that movie really didn't do anything for me. Like, I was actually, like, disappointed like you were. I was like, because then I have all these people that were around me. And I will say, the people who were around me that were like, oh, my God, you got to watch it, they were single, and they had been deprived of sexual activity for more than 30 days.
It's like, you can go online and watch internet porn for free today. So it was very shocking to me that anybody was even like, woo, like, okay, maybe like 20 years ago I could understand it. But in today's world, I'm like, I don't know what the sad part is?
We need more, and it's really sad and shocking that something like that isn't enough. Because if you think about it, like, I mean, it's almost like you need porn. Like, look at this new 50 Shades of Grey movie that's coming out. Like, I mean, that's basically going to be a movie of soft porn. And, you know, or even hardcore. I mean, we really don't know how far they're going to take it. Like, if you take it as far as the book says, it's hardcore porn. Like, there's torture, and there's all kinds of stuff. There's, you know.
It's not fair. My hairdresser did get me the books as a wedding gift, to which Christina Marie still has the second one because the rotted bitch has never returned it. So if you're listening, bitch, I want my book back and all the other ones you have. Hear me? Return them.
Mm-hmm. Christina Marie, if you're her friend, tag her. Tell her to bring back every book.
But I really feel, if you look at cinema as a whole, there's a very big lack of peen in it. We see boobs constantly. Like, boobs have been flashed on screen for years. Hello, the scariest movie in the world. Showgirls.
Is that your Halloween movie of choice?
It is my favorite scary movie. But
oh,
I just do not understand. Like, we see boobs all the time, and we see female bush, but where is the peen? Where are the gay guys and the females? You know, we want to see a little peen. Show us a little peen. Come on now, stop being cheap with it.
Well, because it hasn't really been, like, up until now, if you show it, you're getting an R rating. You used to get an X rating, but now you're getting an R rating, and, you know, movies don't really want an R rating because that cuts down anybody under the age of 18 can't go watch it. And let's be honest, the people who go and line up and watch movies are people who are, you know, from 16 to 25, you know, the demographic.
If you look at all the R-rated movies that have come out recently, most of the big ones that had a lot of publicity were hits.
Uh-huh.
They did really well. So I don't really understand the problem. And why can we flash a breast on TV, but we can't flash a peen? Like, come on, give me a break
now.
But,
you know, it's changing. Because, like, look at all the different movies that have flashed one and have kind of snuck, you know, it's changing. It's like it's just slowly but surely.
That man, he was in that show with that Jennifer Gardner chick. I don't know. I didn't watch it. What's it called?
Oh, I don't know. I can't say. Really? I watched one of
them. Yes, I think that was it. So there was a Michael Vaughn, Voss, whatever. And he was also in the movie with, what's her puss there? You know, Drew Barrymore.
Never
yes,
kissed.
Never Been Kissed. Love that movie. So a huge crush
Which
on
one?
Him. And he was in a movie, Never Been Kissed, The Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was
in a movie,
something crazy. And it had, what's his face? Why can't I remember anybody's name tonight? The funny guy. I could see his face. He was in The Birdcage. Mrs. Doubtfire. What the hell's his name? What? Robin?
Jason Lane.
Robin
no, the
Williams?
Other one.
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams is in this movie. And
okay.
He plays like some old creepy guy with photos. It might be called Photograph or Picture or some shit. Picture Mementos.
Photo
I don't know.
Booth.
Something, yes.
Photo Booth.
And he's in it, and he gets out of the bed, and you can totally see his pain.
Robin Williams?
No, the Michael guy from Alien.
Oh,
I'm
gonna be like, oh,
oh no,
man.
1 hour photo. 1 hour photo.
Jeffrey,
yes,
you're a gay man. You're the only one who's like shocked and appalled and mad that you don't get to see it. Nobody else is wanting it but you.
Well, I'm just saying, I have been berated my whole life seeing breastuses on a television screen, and I'm so over it. Let me see some man junk. Let me see some stranger wood. I'm just saying, hook a bitch up.
Now, I brought up Halloween a few minutes ago, and I'm anxious because that is Joe's favorite holiday, and he's, like, handicapped. So what
right.
are you going to dress him up as? Like, one-legged
Nothing.
Willie, or what's going to, a pin? Like, is he going to be a
Did you say one-legged Willie?
Yeah, she sure did. We're going to call him
Peg leg? I mean, what are we going to do for Joe? This is, like, detrimental. He decorated Halloween, like, 3 months ago.
Well, he never finished the outside of the house, so it's kind of sad for him. I'm not really sure what he's going to do because I have to take a certain member of the household trick-or-treating with all the other little kids I know. So
now
how
does that certain member get to go trick-or-treating when they grade things right?
Because my mother put it in perspective to me, you don't take away holidays. You find other shit. And I'm like, oh, she's got a point. Because if that was the case, you know,
Mom.
My ass has some attitude. No. Don't take away holidays. Can't do that. I'll let them think we're taking away holidays, but we don't do that.
See, y'all are nicer than me because I'd be like, nothing, Nathan, get your ass in a book.
Oh, trust me. I am not nice. I am not loved right now. I am hated. And I'm okay with it. But, yeah,
okay.
Like, I realized, like, it's kind of not fun. Like, I watched Facebook this weekend, and, like, I wasn't even thinking about it because it wasn't Halloween. But everybody I knew went to a Halloween party, and they're all dressed up in their costumes. And I'm like, I haven't dressed up in a costume for Halloween probably over 10 years.
Over 10 years?
Yeah.
I'm not a Halloween person. I mean, it's just not my holiday. Like, I just don't get into it. But I do like seeing costumes. Like, I had a girlfriend who sent me a picture of her costume. She was Marie Antoinette. And, I mean, I would not have recognized this girl in a lineup. That's how extravagant her costume was. Like, I was like, what the hell? Like, how did you even do this? How did you come up with this? Like, it was crazy. But, I mean, I enjoy seeing people do their thing. And I like little kids. Like, I think little kids are so cute. They're all dressed up. They're all excited. You give them a piece of candy, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you know. It's amazing for them. So I do appreciate that. But it's not my holiday. I could care less. I'm a bore.
I'm kind of starting to think maybe next year I want to get into it. Because I'm like, it's just
kind
of fun. But I did take...
Like, I'm so excited. Like, we're going to be here, and it might just be me and him, my fiancé. And I'm, like, so excited to, like, cook and so excited to possibly, you know, bake. I want to do the whole thing. Like, I'm so excited.
Yeah, see, I mean, every year I always take the kids out trick-or-treating, whoever's kids are in my life.
Right.
You know, I took my friend Shannon's kids out their whole life, you know, until they got too old to do it. And I always go with Missy and her babies. And, you know, and now I have P, and Kelly's not trying to take her trick-or-treating because she's not quite two yet. And she's like, yeah, no, I don't want to take her to get candy from strangers. And I'm like, yeah, no, she's going. She's like, well, she was in the Halloween costume. I will make her one, or I will go buy it. Which leads me to, I went to the Halloween store to go buy a Halloween outfit for a 15-year-old over the weekend. And I realized Halloween has just become an excuse to be a slut.
Yes. Like, every single adult costume is sexually motivated. And it's just, like, it's like your
and
one day you can
be a whore. And if it's not sexually motivated, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Right. Tell me what the 15-year-old wanted to be. Just, it's interesting. Because they always want something a little too risque for my
They were all slutty, and I was like, you can't wear that because your vagina's going to hang out.
Oh, man. So what did you make her, a witch?
Like, no, I tried that, but no, already done that. Snow White, but it's still like Snow White with only half a gown. I was like, leggings, it is. Because it got to the point where I'm like, there really wasn't much. And then to find things in the size, because it's not very easy to find things for big busted kids. You know, and I mean, again, like, I'm trying to put in perspective, like, okay, if I was 15, like, I wouldn't want to wear, I wouldn't want to be a hamburger either. You know.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh, my God.
It kind of limits your choice.
It just sucks. It was funny because I got to see my little nephews, and they were like, what are you going to be for Halloween? And I said, I'm going to be Karen Ashley. And they were like, so you're going to be Aisha, Yellow Gallery? And I said, no, I'm going to be Karen Ashley. This is a seven-year-old. And he was like, yeah, but Karen Ashley's Aisha, Yellow Power Ranger. And I go, no, Karen Ashley is Karen Ashley, who played the role of Aisha, the Yellow Power Ranger. I'm not going to be Aisha. I'm going to be me. And they were like, yeah, but Aisha, when she wasn't in costume, she was dressed like Karen Ashley. And I said, well, I really hope I wasn't dressed like that.
Well, you
I
can
really
just,
hope I don't wear those kind of clothes.
Just, you know, put on some yellow eye makeup and just say you're Aisha Campbell for the day to appease your nieces and nephews. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think that'd be a good idea.
My morpher broke. But what's funny is I'm glad you brought that up because I forget that you were on this kids' TV show called Power Rangers and you just happened to wear yellow spandex for a living. Because we definitely saw some Power Ranger costumes there, and they weren't, like, new Power Ranger costumes. They were actually Mighty Morphin Power Ranger costumes. And I went to take a picture, and they, of course, only had, like, T-shirts of the red one, because otherwise, you know, I would have snatched those bitches up, and we would have been selling them shits. But they had, like, a Red Ranger costume, and it had a helmet. I was like, I've never been in a store, even when I was younger, and saw one that actually had, like, a helmet. It was always just, like, a mask or something, but this was, like, a helmet. That came, and it actually looked like a legitimate costume. And I was like, shit, should I buy this? And, of course, there was no Yellow Ranger costumes, but there was, like, a pink hull one, so it was, like, a skirt.
Yeah, they never produced the yellow.
But it was really, like, a slutty costume. Like, it wasn't the actual, you know, like, it was a pink hull costume.
Well, spandex
Which
is not like the most like non like slutty material.
And she did was very interested in getting that costume, and I really got to a point where I was just getting run down. And I was like, okay, well, it would be kind of funny to send to my darling friend Catherine, who I love dearly. but I'm like, they didn't have it in her size, thank God.
Oh wow. I wouldn't want to put on spandex, even if, like, it was the costume of the century. Like, I didn't want to put it on when I was back then. Like, I definitely don't want to put it on now.
If there's six figures involved, I will drug you and put it on you my damn self.
And then aren't take six figures involved. There aren't six figures involved, so there you
go. Well, I know. That's what I'm saying, so I'm with you. Don't do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would probably do it if there were at least six figures, a high-end six-figure. Not a
mm-hmm.
low-end, the high-end six-figure.
I'm telling you, honey, even with low-end six-figure, I would drug you and put you in that spandex myself.
I would put a high-end six-figure salary bonus. Here's a check. It's in your account. It is cleared. I would consider it.
You know, oh, my gosh, and speaking of yellow, you know who friend requested me on Facebook, and I thought it was the weirdest thing ever, was that chick that was recast from the pilot?
Oh, really? Audrey?
I don't know how to say. Yeah. Oh,
Audrey
that,
DuBois.
I was like,
Audrey. Yes,
yeah.
I know Audrey. She's
so
really
she
nice.
So she friend requested me, and at first I kind of thought it was spam or whatever. I wasn't sure. So,
right,
but then it seemed to be really
fake,
her because there was pictures. Yeah. So I messaged this person and was like, hey, you should come on the show, you know, promote whatever you got going on, get in touch with the fans, yada, yada. She totally wants to come on. So that's something if you're a Power Ranger fans looking forward to. Hopefully we'll have her on in the near future when we can arrange a little something-something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
she technically was
the... We're going to do some conventions next year together.
She was like the... Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, does anybody know what the story was? You got the scoop on that? Can we talk about it?
I don't know. I just know she did the original pilot, and that's
you can look
I
it up on
I
YouTube.
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I've seen it. I've
She's
seen
done
it.
She's done interviews talking
just,
about it.
Well, what happened? What was the reason why she didn't stay?
Well, according to Black Nerd Comedy, in an interview he did with her, she moved to LA to pursue a career in acting, and she wasn't really expecting it to take off as quickly as it did. And she was cast in Power Rangers, and she still had a life in Phoenix, Arizona, and like was working and all this other stuff in Arizona. So she had to make the decision to go for something in LA that you know she wasn't sure was going to become big. Or take her life that she had in Arizona, and she chose her life in Arizona, which was probably a big mistake on her part because she never had another acting job since.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of those moments where you kick yourself. But here's the thing. Really, did she, though? Because
but they offered her,
like,
they probably were offering them $3 an hour back then, remember?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, she didn't miss out on much money. So.
Right. It wasn't, like, a profitable thing, but it was an opening to a television show. You know?
Well,
and you
got to
think about that
now.
First pilot was really bad. It was really
bad.
Oh,
God.
So,
that
I mean,
was
I think
horrible.
In her defense, you go, this is never, because even Walter, all those guys, they talk about it. They were like, we did the pilot, and we were like, yeah, he said he showed it to his family, and they were like, oh, yeah, good luck with the next thing. Like, and then the next thing he knew, like, they went back to the drawing board, they figured it out, and boom, it was the biggest show in America. Like,
well, they didn't
it really
that
was
much.
Not expected to be well. It didn't
they
expect
just,
to
like,
go well.
They kind of looked like there was no hair and makeup at all. Like, they all looked, like, because I remember seeing, like, photos or whatever where they must have airbrushed the other chicken because they all looked like crap. I'm sorry to say it, but they did. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't look very good at all. I know I'm a horrible person, but just speaking the truth.
I agree with you.
Well, I don't think you're a horrible person.
I've seen that original
person.
Pilot,
I think I have,
and it was terrible.
I think I have the original pilot somewhere. Like, I think someone gave it to me, and it was bad. Like, I didn't watch it, but I heard it was really, really bad. And you're right. There was probably no makeup. There was no set design. There was no costume. I mean, it was just bad lighting,
I don't remember
bad
the
sets. Everything.
I just remember, like, they did not look like them in the show after the fact. Like, it just did not... No. One cue.
What,
I remember watching it on
know,
YouTube
though,
and thinking it was terrible.
How did they sell that? Like, they sold that to Fox and got, like, a deal. Like, how did they sell that?
Well, I think
they reshot the pilot, like, three times, though. Like, they reshot the pilot, like, three times before it finally went to before
it
finally went to fuck. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, they did the original with Audrey, and then she left. They recasted her with Tui, and they shot a pilot with Tui twice.
Tui. Everybody says Tui. Everybody does.
It's Tui. It's Tui.
Tui. I'm sorry.
Did I ever tell you, I remember her years ago when the show was on. I was going on my way to school, and she was doing an interview with a local, like, shock jock out here. He was pretty big. His name was Brother Weez. And she had, like, called in, and she was kind of, because he was like, this chick got fired, you know? He's kind of like the Black Howard Stern. He was actually really great. And, like, he, like, they were totally ragging on the show. It was just great.
Mm. Well, yeah, most people did. I mean, I can't say, like, you know, obviously now we have amazing fans and amazing people who support us. But for the most part, we had just as many people who would make fun of it. Like, people would go, oh, you're on a TV show. What TV show? They're like, oh, my God. Like, and it would be a joke. It would be funny. Like, it wasn't like, you know, I'm on a Oscar-winning, I wasn't on Scandal. It wasn't like, you know, people would make fun of it. Like, I mean, it was equally well-received as it was made fun of, you know? It was like, yeah, I'm doing a kid's show.
My question is, though, could you really imagine the Oscar nomination for that show?
No, but that's the thing.
Emmy nomination
we knew it was cheesy. We knew it was cheesy. We knew it was for kids. And we knew the demographic they were going for were, like, five-year-olds. Like, you know, it wasn't like... From like it was like anywhere from 3 to 10. Like they weren't trying to make it, you know, like they weren't trying to make it appeal to a teenager or an adult. So, you know, it was like when you told your adult friends, like, yeah, you know, like people would make fun of they would make fun of it and be mean, but most people would be like, oh my God, I know that show, and then it'd be like, that's kind of cheesy, and it's like, yeah, but it's paying my rent. What do you say?
Well, all I'm going to say is I started shying away from that show after you left. Like, after you left, it turned to shit, in my opinion.
Sounds like a kiss ass to me. Just saying.
Well, hey, you know, it's... I plead the fifth.
It's okay. We just know you love the Power Rangers. No problem.
No, okay, it's not even that. Like, I liked the Power Rangers when I was a kid. You know, not so much anymore.
I got muted, but I was, like, talking the whole time. But finish what you're going to say, James. I do have a response. I was muted, and I was, like, talking and laughing, and nobody was responding. So, like, I didn't realize I was muted.
I can't believe, like,
don't you hate that feeling?
Yeah. Like, I liked the show when I was a kid, I did, but I grew out of it, like, I grew out of it quickly. It wasn't like, oh my God. So, like, when I was a teenager and I saw the movie at Walmart, I was like, oh my God, like, you know, I got memories, you know, stuff, and I bought it and I watched it, but it's not something I watch all the time. Like, I maybe pop it in every, you know.
Like 90% of our 90% of our listeners, they watch it all the time. Like they love it.
Right.
They eat, sleep, and breathe.
Well, it's weird. It's weird for me to watch
it
now.
Uh-huh.
But it's weird for me to watch it now because I see you in it, and I'm like, oh my God, I know her.
Right.
Like
right.
I'm friends with her. Had you told me when I was 5 years old that, you know, 20 years late? Wow. Did not mean to make anyone feel old right there.
Secretly, you were like, you had my back even back then.
Right. So, like, if you told me that at 5 that I was going to be friends with you one day, I wouldn't have believed anyone. I would have been like, ha, you're funny. And now, you know, hello, I worked at a convention with you, and I met you in New York, and I talk to you all the time. And, I mean, it's like, you're just Karen.
Right.
You know?
Right. And speaking of that convention you worked with me, I'm officially, I was officially confirmed last year for Lexington, but I'm officially confirmed because they just sent me the confirmation to my ticket. So I'm definitely flying and I'm definitely going to Lexington, which is the week before my wedding. I think I'm absolutely insane for doing that. I don't even know what I was thinking. Right, but you know what I thought?
I will be there.
And my thought was, okay, do you go to Lexington before, or do you get married and then that next week go to Lexington? So I thought, I just can't imagine getting married and then the very next weekend doing a convention. I'd rather just do the convention before and just take, you know, that whole 2 weeks just kind of like be insane. And like my whole family is upset because that week is, I guess, spring break, you know, in Texas. So they're all like, now we got to pull our kids out of school. And I go, well, I got to work. Like, you know, they're cool about it. But, like, there are a couple bitter people who every chance they get, they bring it up. But for the most part, the rest of them are like, oh, well, they'll miss a day. It's no big deal. Like, they'll miss a couple days. And we'll get their we'll tell them now so that we can get their homework done early. Like, it is what it is. Whatever.
Right.
But there are certain family members who bring it up every single time I've seen that.
Okay,
I'll be there in Lexington. I got your back.
Okay. I didn't realize people would be that way, Jeffrey. I thought when you were setting your date and they were doing that to you, I thought that was just very inconsiderate. And I was like, oh, but that's just, people are just being rude. I didn't realize that people really try to tell you when you need to set your date.
Oh, yeah, they try to tell you the whole, yeah, it's bullshit, man, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. And then they kind of, like, bring it up, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, I wish you'd had it the week before since the kids are on spring break. And I'm just like, I would think the tickets would be more expensive on spring break than they would be the week after. Like, I'm saving you some money. And it's on a weekend.
Yeah.
Why can't you figure out a weekend? Kids don't go to school on weekends.
Right.
You would think.
And it's only a two-hour flight. It's only a two-hour flight. It's not like a three-hour flight. It's not like you're flying from, you know, London, you know? You got to travel for 18 hours
flight.
Or something. Yeah.
Right.
You know, you're coming from Indonesia. Like this wedding I went to, there were people that had been on a plane for 18 hours, 24 hours. So, like, come on.
Well,
you're flying 3 hours.
I have a little bit of news that I think y'all will be kind of proud of me for.
Oh, yeah, please. Share.
I've conquered a fear.
What? Elevators? Smoking? Men? Being in the dark? What?
Every time I went upstairs at work today and down, I took the elevator.
What floor are you on at work is what I need to know.
Two.
The fourth floor.
He said two. Jeffrey, two.
The fourth floor.
Fourth floor is good. You would have died if you would have been with me in Atlanta. The elevators were like clear glass. So you'd look, and you'd go all the way up to, like, the 45th floor, and you were, like, it was like, like, I was scared.
Oh, see, I could have done that one. I could have done the one where you look out, because that way, if it gets stuck, people see you.
Are you high?
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I could not, because I was, like, 45 stories up. I'm about to shit my pants. Like, I'm like, what if this glass breaks? And I'm up here, like, it was like,
wait, was the floor glass?
Convention. Yeah, everything, no, the floor wasn't glass, but the way it was done, it was, like, domed. So, I mean, you're, like, there. Like, you're just there. And you know at those conventions how it's always freaking crowded in the damn elevator. There's, like, 20 people in one elevator.
Yeah, that's how,
like,
it is.
Like, I was
the
elevator. I was the elevator police and was like, no, we've got enough people in here. Wait for the next one. I am not going to be squished in this damn elevator with this glass surface. No, thank you. Like, oh, hell no. It was awful.
Well, that one I would have done with you and would have been fine because I could see out. So I wasn't, it's not really confining because I could still see out. So I would have been fine with that.
So what got you brave enough to take that leap? Like, what did you say to me? Were you like, I can't walk up 4 flights of stairs 5 times a day? I mean, what is this?
No, the fact that I got there and I was exhausted and it was like, 7:45 in the morning and I'd been up since 5 and I'm not used to getting up that early and I was exhausted and I didn't want to walk up the stairs. So I was like, I'm just going to take the fucking elevator. And I pushed the button and I waited for it. I got on, I pushed my floor and I went up.
Wow. So this is my next question. Let me see. What was my question? I forgot. I was like, I had a good one too. Like, it was provocative. And I just totally forgot. Okay, so you got brave. I'm so happy for you, James. I can't even ask you a question. I don't know what happened. I really, like, it came into my mind and left just as quickly. What are you doing, Jeffrey? You're really quiet. And when you're quiet, I already know. You're up to no good.
No, I was just, yeah, no good. That's a good answer.
See? What are you doing? We need to know.
I was listening to the conversation, but I was trying to pull something up because there was something I wanted to talk about in the last few minutes, but now I can't find the right clip.
What do you want to talk about? Chris Brown getting into a fight?
No, because I hate him.
Kim Kardashian? What? Lindsay Lohan?
It's actually Ralphie Mack.
Conrad Murray is now free. He can give you propofol.
I do need to call
him. He was released this morning. He can give you FinFin and propofol. People were outraged. Like, people were screaming at him. And I'm like, what are you going to do? Like, this, the part that upsets me about that, obviously this guy was not the best doctor. Obviously it was stupid of him to think he could give someone propofol to help them sleep. Like, that's like, That is beyond me, because, like, people know you die from anesthesia. Like, it's so beyond me. You're not an anesthesiologist. But, like, people don't seem to – I love Michael Jackson. You guys know. I love him. I love his music. I love him. I don't even, like, you know, think about the charges, because I don't know that they're true. I don't know that they're not true. So I don't think about them. But the man was a drug addict. So why don't they – like, I've been around drug addicts who will do anything for drugs. And they will beg and plead and borrow and steal just to get drugs. And this guy was a doctor who was bought. He got paid a lot of money to keep him happy. So I just don't see why you're so upset, you know, because really a drug addict's not going to get clean until they hit rock bottom. And let's face it, Michael Jackson probably would have never hit rock bottom in his lifetime because he's Michael Jackson.
Right.
So, and Jeffrey's doing something and needs to stop it and engage in the show.
I am engaged.
I know.
I just, that's not where I started this conversation. Because I just, I don't know, like, I'm just over Conrad Murray. Unless he's going to give me some plastic surgery. No, I didn't want propofol from him, girl. I wanted him to give me some gastric bypass. But it's all good. No,
you
I actually
propofol,
there's
don't even lie because you couldn't sleep a couple weeks ago.
I can't remember which one it is now, but there was just a Ralphie May special out that just came out on Netflix. It's like, I think, from last year, so it's one of the newer ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching it this weekend, and of course I laughed because I love that fat bastard. I think he's funny because he picks on everybody, gays, blacks, Chinese, you name it. He's kind of like Lisa Lampanelli-ish, but not as mean as she is. So I really, really, really like it. Yeah, she is downright rotten. But he was really great. And I was watching his show, you know, and then it kind of took a turn. He used the N-word once or twice, and then I was like, ugh! And then he went on this whole big spiel about taking words, and, like, he was really sending a message, which I thought was amazing. And I did not expect it. And didn't see it coming. And the fact that I felt like he took a serious chunk of time out of his stand-up to kind of really make these jokes, but he was really trying to make a point. Like, if these words don't mean anything, you know, people can't get hurt. And he's like, I haven't heard nobody talk about getting rid of these words, so let's get rid of them. And I can't remember the example he used, but basically it was like saying the bad words and turning them into, like, cookies or something really, really delicious. Because you can't get mad if something's really, really delicious. He's like, let's take the best cookie you could possibly have, or brownie or whatever, and make it into a fag. I'm like, I'm all right with that. Like, I just, I mean, it wasn't the best idea, but, you know, I thought it was cute, and I just thought, wow. Like, okay, I get it, like, he's doing it because this is his job. He, you know, he tells jokes for a living, and that's kind of his shtick. But he really was trying to send a message, too, which I thought was great. So I want you to go back and watch that, because I really want your honest feelings, because I know how you feel about a lot of things. So I'm really curious as to see how you will react after seeing the whole thing and what he has to say.
Okay.
As a black
woman. Send me a link to it. Okay. Send me the link.
I'll send you my network's password, Netflix password, so you can get in there and watch it.
Okay.
Send it to me, too.
Don't you have my Netflix stuff? Bitch, haven't I been letting you mooch off that for months now?
No, I haven't been mooching off of it for a couple months.
Oh, because I remember the one day he busted me. Like, the kids were, he's like, why did I sign into your account and the second thing you were watching was Power Rangers? bitch, because I run a daycare.
And seriously, that was
and
the only
older
time
kids
I think I ever
like Power. Can we watch your friend? You know, the one with the pretty braids. Can we watch her? You know, your friend.
That's how they talk.
Oh, I haven't watched your Netflix. I haven't used your Netflix since that day.
Bitch, I never said you couldn't. It was that I gave you the shit to use it. Though
I know. I'm just saying, though. I never used it after that. I was like, because then I started thinking about it. I was like, do I really want Jeffrey to know what I've been watching on what I've watched on Netflix?
Oh, it's like Kelly. I gave Kelly and Andy my password, and I'm like, oh my god. Like, I gave my date. Like, you know, I was like, you kind of have a point, because like you can really judge a person by the shit they watch. But in all fairness to me, it's not just me. Like, I have multiple people on my Netflix account, so like. Somebody would go on and, like, you know, and there was all these, like, gay and lesbian movies. And I'm like, those aren't me. Those are Lil Shan. Like, they're the angry midget. Like, it wasn't me. So it's just kind of funny. They're like, wait, Joe's like, what are you doing watching all this shit? I'm like, dude, did you not notice half of them were lesbian films? Like, are you, it wasn't me, bitch. But you can really, and then, so I give Kelly the password because I got her this little box thing. It was, like, $8 and you can get it on your TV or whatever. And I go in there and look, and I don't know who was on the count, but, like, the third thing in was something called Weed Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. That's just great. And then I was like, but she had already been watching it when I had logged in. So I'm like, was Kelly watching Weed Wars?
That's funny.
Interesting.
You know what? I would be pretty boring, like, if you watch, like, if you could trace what I watch. Like, I can, like, here lately, I don't know what it is, but I've been obsessed with Property Brothers and, like, Love It or List It. I've been obsessed with HGTV.
Oh, we went through that. It's because you're getting married and it's a thing and you want to, like,
is
Joe
it?
And I have gone through phases. Yeah, like, we've gone through, like, three times where that's all we watched. Like, you'd come to our house. And the TV was constantly on, and it was always on HGTV. We'd go to bed, and we watched HGTV. And it was Property Brothers. Joe loved the one with the guy and the girl. What did you just say? Now the name.
Love It or List It. I love it,
yeah.
Too. Love It or List
yeah.
It.
And then I
you
love.
You know what it is? You might be right. Because this is the thing. Before then, I used to watch, like, Say Yes to the Dress. Now I don't watch it at all. And my fiance's like, why don't you watch it? And I go, oh, I've been there, done that. And he busted up laughing.
Yep.
And I'm like, I just really get sick of them because they, like, they complain or bring people who control it. And I was like, my experience was nothing like that. Like, I was surrounded by love. And, like, we had fun and we were trying to toast. Like, we were trying to drink champagne. Like, we had a good time. It was really funny and fun experience.
Well, now here's the thing. go over and watch the DIY network and watch, like, DIY disasters, and you will not give a fuck about HGTV anymore.
Really?
Like, I don't want to buy a house and I got to do anything, too. Because it's all well and good to watch it until you get into the throes of doing some shit like that. And it's not fucking fun.
No, I watched that one. What's the one? It's on, I don't know what channel it's on, but it's like Income Property or something. And they always mess up. Like, they always overestimate, or they like, oh, we'll get the flip done in 2 weeks. And the flip is like 2 months. And it's they run out of money. They're like fighting, like have to pay the rent. Nobody wants it. They overprice it. Like, it's really bad.
Yeah, I liked House Hunters and then Property Virgins with Sandra. She was one of the ones before you. She was going to be a guest on the show, and she agreed to come on, and I freaking did not follow through because I was like, really, what are we going to talk to her about? I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, because we were just so obsessed when, like, the show started. We were obsessed with watching HGTV, and then we moved in a house that's big and great, and there's tons of projects to do, and I'm like, can I just find a house that's done? Because I don't want to do any of it.
Right. Oh,
and
I
like,
know.
You know. The possibility of having to take my house apart over bees, I'm like, yeah, no. Not really feeling it.
Right. No, this is the thing. Like, that Income Property or whatever the show's called, I don't even know what it's called. But I used to have this dream of, like, flipping houses. And then I realized, and, like, when they show how shady the contractors are and how lazy they are, like, you basically got to be there every day to make sure they're working, because all they really want to do is extend it, because they know that they'll get paid more money.
Oh, yeah, no. Mm-mm. No,
so
see, that's what you have to,
like,
do.
Yeah, it, like, totally, like, made me go, oh, hell no. Like,
see,
never, no way,
think, like,
I don't want to do this now.
These shows are made for that drama. Like, if they didn't have that stuff, they'd have nothing, and obviously that stuff does happen. But, I mean, just from the experiences I've seen of people doing this stuff, it is not as bad as what's portrayed on HGTV. I mean, it is in some cases, but it really is not, I don't feel, the norm. I just feel like that's what they're looking for, those situations where they're probably going to find these. And I did find, because I actually was going to apply to be on a few of those shows, because I can. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, you already have to know about the problems, and then, you know, it's like reality TV, so you're, like, you're bullshitting your way through it, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that we were going to have to rip out the whole concrete floor in the basement because the pipes were run wrong, you know, but they knew ahead of time, so it's kind of all bullshit.
Right.
But it's
right.
still entertaining, you know, and it is amazing to see what they do after
those
the fact, and they stay
there. They're amazing.
Except that one little gay boy, I don't really like him because he takes things. That little gay boy, he won, like, HGTV star or something. I can't remember his name. He's cute, though. He's cute. But
Design
he, like,
with
painted
the color?
And
like, he's the color?
Maybe,
he's
yes,
the color.
I think so.
He's the color
because
all the time?
Painted... like an antique buffet. He painted it turquoise. I almost choked to death on my Pepsi watching it. I was like, oh.
He paints everything, though. Like, that's his thing. Like, that's how he won, because he was good with color. He always wants them to take a chance.
The thing
color.
That kills me is when you see those things up close, they look like shit. I don't care who's doing them, unless it's like you're taking, like, a cabinet and you're, like, taking off all the old decals that make it look old, and you're distressing the shit out of it. It looks like crap. Like, wood painted looks like crap.
I mean, no, but think about it. Like, they have, like, there's this one, what is it called? I see it on the weekends. Like, I love watching it on the weekends. But it's where they take over. Like, they go meet them at Home Depot, and they go, hey, do you need something fixed at your house? And it's like they ambush you. I love that show because they straight up come in there and, like, they, like, do amazing flips.
Girl,
like,
I would let them gut my bathroom and get my bees out and get, like, I'd totally let them do it. But, again, like, I think that stage as well.
Right. Well, it's one of those things, like, how all of a sudden they got all this material. And they knew the measurements, and, you know.
Right, well, that's like, what was the show on ABC where they built the house in 7 days? Why can't I remember the name of anybody?
Extreme Makeover, yes.
They came out and did that in Buffalo, And then they did it in, like, where Joe's sister was. We were going to take the day off and go to Buffalo, and we didn't. But the one in North Carolina, she's like, it was horrible. The people were horrified. Like, everything stopped working after a couple of months. Their property taxes went through the roof. So a lot of the families couldn't afford the homes. And then, like, because the one house in particular, they were such in a rush to get it done, they didn't even, like, mud the walls and shit. They just painted over, like, the nail holes because they were in such a hurry. And you can't see it on TV anyways. Like, it was actually a horror story.
I heard some of the people lost the homes because of the taxes. But
yeah,
for the most part, I heard it was, like, a really good blessing. Like, I mean, you saw what they were living in before that.
Right. Well, I think the people that lost it are the homes that they made that were extremely big. They had huge families. And, you know, your property tax goes from, like, you know, maybe $500, $600 a month, depending on what state you're in, to, like, $2,000 a month, where it's, like, three times what your mortgage was. Great, you paid off my mortgage, but my taxes are three times what the mortgage is. You know,
right.
It's kind of not fair. Like, if you're going to do that for somebody, you need to kind of hook them up.
Right.
Like,
I
feel like, to me, that... That's a half-ass gift. Like, what are you doing?
It's like inviting people to your wedding, and they try to tell you what date you should make it. Wah!
Girl, that's going to get worse.
No, it's not. I refuse. I'm going to have a great time planning my wedding. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Like I promised, fun filled night. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
That's right.
Night,
the boys
everybody.
Take over tomorrow. Meet James
boys
and Mikey.
Boys night. Woo! The guys are taking over. Oh, my God.
We're in trouble. Good night, everybody.
It's Monday, which means we're starting the repeats of Chick Chat. So enjoy the premiere episode.
Radio's Chick Chat. So if you are listening today, boy, oh boy, I'm telling you right now, you are in for a treat because this show is not only fun, it is sometimes could be potentially controversial. It's just great to get all these women together. So you know what? I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let the women introduce themselves because they're that fabulous. They need no introduction from me. Ladies, welcome to Unscripted Radio. Introduce yourselves, please.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Daisy, and I'm one of your hosts for Unscripted Radio's Chick Chat. And let's see, who's with us today? Miss Angelique Bates.
Whoa, how you doing? This is Angelique. You guys probably remember me from Nickelodeon's All That, 35 Chick, you know. I'm a full-time mommy, actress, recording artist, all that. I'm like a Jamaican, but I'm Haitian. And, you know, I'm currently single, even though my ex-fiancé is trying to get back with me, but I don't know. We got to see about that.
I thought this show was going to be juicy. I already told y'all. Okay, oh my goodness. I love it.
Okay.
Next, we have
Shanice. Hi, I'm Shanice. I don't have an introduction like Angelique's, but I'm more of the conservative type. I'm a full-time mom, and I work in the medical field, and I'm very opinionated.
Ooh, I love it.
All right.
Wonderful, Jill.
Hello. I'm Jill, and I am a full-time mom right now, full-time stay-at-home mom, wife, entrepreneur, trying to get my groove on, all the above, and happy to be a part of this show.
Wonderful.
I love it.
And I'm Daisy. I'm married. I work for the government, and hell no, I am not telling you what I do. And you guys are in for a treat.
Do you do taxes? That's all I want to know. When it comes to IRS, I'm straight.
This is the part where I plead the fifth, literally.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're offline. Oh yeah.
Right.
We'll talk about that later. But we definitely plan on making our listeners think. We want women to know that we're here to tell everybody how it is and not just keep our thoughts to ourselves. So without further ado, I think, ladies, we should bring out the first topic, right?
Okay.
Right.
Do it. Okay, well, I know one of the first
Go ahead, Daisy.
When you get ladies in the room, they're like, I want to. No, go ahead, Daisy. Go ahead. Take the floor.
I was going to say, do you guys think it's okay to be snooping through a significant other's personal property? Phone, computer, you know that messy drawer that men always have? Why don't you clean out that damn drawer? But no.
Sure, the room, the closet, the bathroom, they're messy everywhere.
Yeah, they are. So let me ask you guys,
have you guys ever snooped? Angelique, have you snooped?
Yes, but let me say the fifth. It really depends on the circumstance.
Exactly.
Snooping is snooping. I think every woman has snooped.
Right.
Now,
I think it's dangerous to snoop because, you know, being in entertainment and, you know, having to work with a lot of guys, I have texts in my phone that if you don't know what it's about, it can seem suspicious. It might be texting like, you know, it was great having you around today, and it could have been me being on set. Versus, you know, someone not knowing, and then it sounds like, what the hell? And I think that if you pick up your man's phone, you can see a text that you can take out of context and create insecurities and issues that you might not have had if you would have never checked the phone.
Is that what it is? Is it insecurity?
See, the only time I normally end up getting to snooping is when they start acting suspicious. Because I'm pretty cool in a relationship. You know, I'm a little bit too trusting at times. But, you know, if your phone is ringing and all of a sudden you look like a deer in headlights or something, or you turn your phone away, they're going to be looking at you like, okay, well, what's up? Like, who's that? And you start telling me it's your uncle, an uncle I ain't never heard about, and you, you know, it's like you're my only child and everything. Then, you know, it's a problem. I'm about to start creeping. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, who on the phone has actually caught their man doing something by checking their phone?
Right here.
I have. Tell us about that.
Right
here.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's all about the behavior. If you, of course, show a change in your behavior or the way that you treat me or what you're doing or your daily routine, it's going to make me a little suspicious. I don't think women want to snoop to snoop. They're snooping because something don't seem right. So, of course, usually when something don't seem right, as women we know, we got that third eye, so more than likely something's not right. So, we're going to find something because I think to a certain extent all men have their own levels of flirtation, and it all depends on how far they take it. So some men go to the extreme, some men go, you know, are subtle with it. And I'm not jealous or insecure about the subtle stuff because I know that everyone has male and female friends. I'm not one to be objective to my man having a female friend, but it's all about how you converse and communicate with that female friend. So I have had some inappropriate conversation that I'm pretty sure if I didn't catch it, it would have led to something else because it was getting that deep. My thing is, if Amanda has nothing to hide, then there's nothing wrong with us looking in his drawer. There's nothing wrong with us picking up a phone or answering that phone call because he has nothing to hide, and that's how I feel about my personal stuff. Now, if it's a routine and they're constantly looking for something, then we have some issues.
Right.
See, I think that's interesting, but I think it's more of a self-esteem issue because, I mean, for me, it's like, your man, if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat no matter what. It doesn't matter if, you know, he deletes all his messages and you're on top of it and you're checking it. And See, I'm not like that because I wouldn't be able to deal with that shit. I'd be like, no, if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat no matter what. But, like,
but
I have people in my life that may or may not, my sister-in-law, may look through everything all the time, constantly, finds nothing, but swears up and down. Oh, no, I check bank statements. I want to know if he says that he's going to go to dinner, you know, with his friend, how much the bill was. And I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Right.
Like, I would not be able to do that.
Yeah, that's
right.
A form of insecurity. We're talking about just a difference in pattern as far as the way that they treat us or something that's consistent. We're not just speaking based upon solely, even though there are cases like that based upon insecurity, but it's based upon if you walking in, you know, massaging, kissing me every day, and then for a month straight, it's nothing, and you're all of a sudden so tired, you know, then we got some issues. What's going on? And of course, if you're telling us nothing, 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 yes, if the man's going to cheat, he's going to cheat, but not, how many men is going to sit back and say, hey, babe, I'm cheating? Or, hey, babe, I don't, you know, I'm unhappy, I'm doing something else. More than likely, we're going to have to find out for ourselves and then decide what we want to do with that relationship.
If you feel like a man is cheating, like if you have that deep suspicion, wouldn't you just confront him versus checking his phone?
Right. How many men get into that?
Okay. See, no, that's where I got to say something. All right. See, I've done that whole confronting thing. And I've learned from trial and error. Yes, I've learned from trial and error. Now, when I end up confronting somebody, it's not over the text or anything like that. It's probably because there was a phone call that came in at 2 o'clock in the morning. And like I said, he looks like shocked or something, like he just stuck his hand in the socket. So when you tell him on yourself, then, of course, I'm going to be like, okay, what's up? So I've learned not to approach him over the text or over a casual picture because they always, I swear, it's like they have a book for it or something. They always have an excuse. I'm an excuse person. You know what I'm saying? I wait for the numbers. I wait for the actual pictures. I wait for the emails confirming that there was actual interest. I save voicemails and watch them try to delete it and forward it back to them. Like, oh, here you go, boo-boo. I see you deleted something. So I can explain that one right there.
Exactly.
That's a lot of work. I have to say that this is Karen. I mean, I'm just saying that is a lot of work, like saving messages and, you know, do you feel like at that point if you have to put in that much work to kind of break it down or kind of see what's going on, that the signs are already there, that it's kind of over?
Well, it's actually over for me, but I have a thing where I just have to, like, let you know that you fucked up. That's my whole thing. Let you know. Like, I got to let you know that you about to get ran over by a mess truck.
She doesn't want him to walk away with a clear conscience. She wants to make sure that he's mentally disturbed by the time he leaves.
I want you to be fucked up in the head.
Oh, wow.
I think that it's way too much work, and I'll rather get rid of you. If I have to deal with that, it's time for you to go. Like, I can't.
Yes.
I don't want to be walking around thinking about it. I don't want to be at work thinking, like, is he at home or is he over somebody's house or is he at work? Like, I can't function in a relationship like that. And I feel like when it comes to snooping and everything, I feel like I'm married, so everything in my house is mine. Every drawer, everything.
Amen.
Amen. So, but it's also everything is his. So I don't feel like I have to snoop to do anything.
Exactly.
But if I had a paranoia about his phone or something or his email or a friend, I will point out, my husband has met people, and I'm like, I don't like that girl. He has female friends, but something about this one I really don't like. I need you to respect me on that and not deal with her. And he's been like, okay. And nothing may have happened. There may have been no flirtation, but something in my gut is just like, no.
Yeah.
Can't communicate with her. Sorry. And I think that if you have open communication like that and you trust each other, meaning at the same time, if he comes to me and says, look, Jill, I know you're working with this dude, but it's something I really, really don't like. I don't trust him. You know, I have to take his feelings into 100% consideration to that.
Right.
And I think...
Let me go one step further. What if you do find out that he has been texting somebody, right, because you're in the whole snooping stage? So what if he confronts you or you confront him and he then says, well, honey, you know, like, for instance, you're married, right? So your husband comes to you and says, I want to introduce another woman into our relationship.
Did you do that?
Like, no, I want a little bit more.
We're going to have to take turns with this one.
I need a quick pick. I need a quick pick, Instagram or something.
Okay. So, Angelique, you jumped in there. You jumped in there first. You said you need a quick pick or Instagram. Is this mean that you're open? You're open to that? If he brought that to you?
It really depends on what she's looking like and how long I have been in a relationship with this person. That's something I'm only doing with my husband. I'm not about to do that with just like the fling or, you know, the boyfriend of a year or two or maybe 4 months. If this is my husband and we've established some things and we have talked about it and I feel comfortable with it and that's somebody,
uh-huh,
obviously that I married that I trust, hey, it is what it is, but there will be rules.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
What are the rules in that situation?
Well, first of all, you're not about to be fucking us bareback. It's not going to happen. Okay? I am a very clean person. And women's geese does not mix, and I do not believe in STDs, okay?
I heard that.
Okay, well. So this is my theory. Like, if someone came to me, and I'm in a long-time relationship now, he came to me and said he wanted to bring someone in the bedroom, I must be the square one, because I'm like, hell no, that's me. I don't even like to share my fries, more like share my man. So that's why.
That is hilarious.
Like, my boyfriend will always be like, if we go somewhere, he'll go, oh, let's just share fries. I'm like, hell no. I want all my own fries, and you get your own fries, but I don't want to share my man. Like, no one else is coming in this bedroom. It's complicated enough with just me. That's
right.
Wait a minute.
Danielle Dawkins on the, let me just say this really quick. Danielle Dawkins in the chat room, she goes, now this just got interesting. Wow. How do you feel about this?
I'm biased as well. Like I agree with Angelique. Like it all depends on your relationship, how far down the line you are in your relationship too.
Ew.
Who's wetting me? And
your friend has known you for umpteen years.
If I was married and it was a long-term relationship, we have a mutual respect, a mutual communication, and it's already, you know, you're going to get used to each other, and we've tried all the different stops and tricks that we have already tried,
mm-hmm,
and he's wanting something like that, it would definitely have to be a lot of talk within it, and then, of course,
mm-hmm,
rules and regulations within that. Now,
right.
I'm not sitting back saying I'm going to, you know, indulge in and be a full-fledged lesbian, but, you know, if there's something he wants to indulge in, then, you know,
Okay, now that's the question. Right. If you guys are interested in threesomes, are you just letting him get on with two girls, or are you guys involved with the other girl, too?
First of all, we have to talk about that because, like I said, there's certain things that I know that I wouldn't want to do or be into, and, you know, he would have to be aware of that and okay with that, and then vice versa. So it would definitely just have to be an open communication as far as what his desires and likes are and what mine are and where we clash and where we, you know, get along with it. So if we can come to a mutual agreement, then hey,
uh-huh,
you know, I'm all open to pleasing my man in that way. But that is when we obviously have no other glitches or issues in our relationship. We have an open,
uh-huh,
communication, respect for each other, and we know that nothing can break our bond. But if we're already rocky and we have issues within our own intimacies, then no, I wouldn't be open to that.
Unscripted Radio just posted in the chat room, what about another guy, bringing another guy into the mix?
Oh, that's the next one. That's the next one.
Sorry.
That relationship is wrong.
No, I would be questioning him if he would want to do that. So,
no way.
Okay.
Honestly, I have dealt with a down low dude, and I'm good. I didn't know he was down low, so I'm straight. Literally.
How low was he?
He was so caught up.
Wait, so I want to go back to you. Well, Jill and Angelique have said that it's okay, and even Shanice, but it's okay if your relationship was established and you're married, and he says, "Hey, honey, I want to, you know, introduce a new woman."
I did not say that. Jill said no.
Jill said no. I'm sorry, it was Shanice.
I would love to have a threesome. If I said I would, he'd be totally down to do it. But I am not interested in it. Now I will be another woman. I can put on a wig. I can dress up. I can bring some costumes in. We can role play. We can make some fantasy stuff go on. But I'm not interested in extra woman.
So I'm gonna piggyback off of that. So what if he says, "My fantasy is to give you a golden shower"? You up for that?
No.
What is that?
That's what the bathroom is for.
No.
He ain't R. Kelly in this mark.
No, you can't cheat on me.
That's another level. No.
You can give me a snow shower, but you can't give me no golden shower.
What's a snow shower?
He said a snow shower.
He can shower me with diamonds.
Oh, I mean, man, Chick Chat's so informative.
I got someone in the chat room who agrees. She says, Danielle says, yes, I will role play the hell out of something for real.
We're mad at her.
She said she'll be the Pink Ranger laughing out loud.
Hilarious.
Is that Danielle or is that Jeff over there?
That is Danielle Dawkins.
What's up, Danielle? Jeff's also creeping on the line. We never mentioned that, but Jeff is also here.
What up?
I know you're dying to say something, Jeff. Come on, Mama. Mama, are you around? Maybe he's in the chat room. He might be
Mama's
in the chat room for any calls.
Hilarious.
That is hilarious.
So obviously bodily function or bodily fluids, a no. Women, a yes. But what about toys? Are we okay with toys?
We're good with toys. Wait, hold on. It depends on the kind of toys. Like, I don't do the bees. I don't do, like, the hanging me from the ceiling. I don't do the gagging me, the tying. I have an issue with all that. Because if you start choking me and I start, like, losing air, I'm a snap or something.
Near-death experience is not sexy.
Right, you know, I'm like, right. I can stop you. You know,
I agree with you.
I don't want to accidentally hit you in your Adam's apple, so I'm just saying. We can stick with the dildos, the whips. I don't know. I don't like whips because I used to get my ass whipped all the time when I was growing up, so I'm kind of straight on that. I can't do it. But
every time Angelique says something, what's so funny about what she says is like she brings up 8 other topics we could touch about. Her childhood, her diet, the Instagram. Like, you say the Pandora's box. You say something, and it's like there are 8 other shows we could do off New Girlfriend. Like, we're just sitting here enjoying Who is Angelique. Like, we are loving every minute of it.
I had a traumatizing, childhood.
That's
okay.
My
mom was somewhere like,
freak, and that's why we like her.
Right. Well, I like y'all, too. But about these toys, or back to these toys.
Yeah,
I like them. Well, wait a minute. How long is too long, though? Because I don't know. Some people be getting the 12 inches, 10 inches. I can't really go that far with it.
What? I think that goes back to, like, you and your man and what you're comfortable with. Like you said, there are certain things. It's, like, against me and near-death experiences. I think it's Denise that said that. But they are not sexy. I agree. I'm all about pleasuring each other. But near-death experiences are not good.
Right. But you know, I saw porno where they were putting the girl's head in the toilet while they were doing her. I'm like, that's not hot. I have a thing about germs, and if I can't breathe and I'm choking on toilet water, is you for real?
Oh, oh my God. God. Okay, so a couple of people got a little quiet. Jill.
Well, you already know how I feel about toys. I'm like a total nerd. We're going to have a long discussion about toys. So.
You're going to have a threesome, but you ain't going to use a toy.
What'd you say?
I said you'll have a threesome, but you're not going to use a toy.
Exactly. The threesome is the real thing.
That's interesting, though. She brought up a good point. You have a threesome, but you wouldn't use a toy. But that's cool. I like the fact that each one of you are so different in your opinion, because trust me, there are so many people who would say the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, girl's bad enough. She is the toy. she's a live toy.
Yeah, very much so.
She's vibrating. She's not plastic or rubber.
and you know what? If you get the right age, then you know she might be a vibrator. She's just bouncing. She's
exactly.
bouncing.
Everything's positioned properly.
That's a whole nother show.
Let me get this. You guys are okay with other women coming into the relationship, so threesomes are okay.
Some of you guys.
Okay, so let me. I had so many jokes, but I'm going to let that go.
All right, okay. Let it go. We'll save that for Guilty Pleasures, which is on in about 30 minutes.
That's right. So let me ask you, for those of you that are okay with having somebody else come into the relationship, what if they're a younger person? Would you be okay with that? Does age matter at that point? Like,
no.
What if somebody
I prefer someone younger. If I were to do that, because usually if you come across, in my view, someone that's older, they want more. So in actuality, it could be that they want to have fun or what have you, but in the back of their mind, they're looking for something serious, and they may have more so of an emotional attachment to the situation rather than someone that's younger and that's just trying to have fun for the moment. That's my view on it.
I think it would be opposite. I think someone younger would have, and I'm Jill, I'm one of the ones who does not want a threesome, but I think... I think that the younger they are is when you're more emotionally unstable. So that's when I think that you would have more of an attachment versus somebody who's older and knows exactly what it is they want. They're kind of like in life in general. You know, they're not going to have very
now,
much emotional
older,
attachment.
What's your idea of older in comparison to younger?
Well, I'm so young. Older is... You know, anything above,
35. Oh, 35? Oh, I don't know. I don't know how sexy. Let me take that back. You're a sexy 35, 36-year-old, but I don't know.
No, I need to get
it. Like a weird
kitty.
Fetish. What if a man has a weird fetish and he says, okay, I want to bring somebody in, and let's just say, hypothetically, I don't know how old everybody is, but let's just say you're 30, right? And he says, I want to bring in this lady. She's sexy. She's this. She's that. I think she would be great into the relationship. And she ends up being like a 60-year-old lady. At that point, would you be like, you're fucking disgusting,
no.
You're sick? Or
no.
You're like, right on,
no,
your fantasy.
No.
Right. But what if that's his fantasy?
I can't do it. I'll be in the room. He can have sex with grandma, but I'm not going to do it.
I will not feel insecure about that at all.
I'm having sex with my man again if I thought I'm having sex with a 60-year-old. I feel like God. I'm like, okay, lady, you can have. I'm sorry. It's over, honey.
That is funny. I'll probably clown him on it later, too. That would be a subject during dinner.
No, I
wouldn't indulge in that at all.
I'm sorry, no.
What about if it's like an older lady? What if it's an older lady like Kate Hudson or Demi Moore, where they look freaking phenomenal, but they're old as shit. Madonna,
I can't. But if it was his fantasy, I would be okay with being there and just watching him do grandma. But I could not.
being involved in anything like that. I can't do it.
Oh, man. I mean, what do you think? So I can't give my opinion. Sorry, I don't want another woman there, so I can't give my opinion. I'm so mad that he even brought it up.
Well, Karen, let me ask you then, since you don't have an opinion on bringing in the third person, what about just relationships where it's a younger and an older person, like polar opposite, you know, what's too old? What becomes dirty?
You know what? It's funny because when I was much younger, I would date older men. Like, I was attracted to a much older man. Now I'm attracted, like, I don't, it has to at least be, you know, my age range. But, you know what? This is the thing. I think it's chemistry. I've never been one on, like, the age or the number. I think it's chemistry. I think sometimes it looks funny when you see an older man with a younger woman, but I've dated younger guys, I've dated older men, and I have to say it's always been chemistry. And whoever floats your boat, it's on you. I mean, I've even given advice to my girlfriends who kind of had issue with dating younger guys. I was like, girl, you better date them. If it's there and it's popping, then my only thing is with the younger guy, my only issue is their maturity level. I'm like, if they're mature enough to handle a woman like you, then get it going. Get it popping.
Just to jump in there, I'm married to a guy that's 6 years younger than me. So
there you go.
Yeah. When we met, he was 23 and I was 29. So.
Oh. Okay.
That's interesting because that's like in my mind, that's two totally different times in your life, you know? And what was it that, I mean, obviously you married him. What was it that made you go, because did you have an issue with the age thing, or were you kind of whatever?
You know, I think what it was is that I was interested in dating older people, and I realized that a lot of guys who were in their mid-30s and 40s who had not been married and who didn't have kids had issues.
We all have them.
But that was the reason why they were different. Yeah, it was a reason why they hadn't had a committed relationship, right, you know, at that point in age. And it was nice being around someone who had youth, not that I wasn't youthful, but they had youth and was young and was vibrant and funny and, you know, was still had a drive, you know, for life. And the older guys our meeting were different. Huh?
He brought the youth out of you. You weren't youthful. You're a little nerd, and he brought the life out of you. And I think
he
brought some balance.
Yes, because I don't have
the
resources.
He brought some balance.
Mean I'm not youthful.
No, I know. Shanice and I both know him, so I will say, being your personal friend, that I agree. Because, like, not that you're. Like, you didn't have no youth, because, I mean, you're my girlfriend. We used to laugh and talk, and, you know, you were fun to me. Like, we'd hung out outside of work, or, you know, because you and I worked together a lot of times. But one thing I will say about Jill, you are a much more reserved person, and your husband's a much more extroverted person.
Very much so.
Right.
So I will say that. But that's not youth. That's personality.
Right, exactly. You're right.
No, a lot of the ways that he shows his way of being extroverted is a lot of youth, because even when you're older, like, so, you know, certain things, you know, taper down, but he's a big kid in person, so that has a lot to do with youth.
and you know what's funny is that I really thought that I would marry someone who was older, like 10 years older than me, and a lot more serious and a lot more... You didn't, of course, because I told you that.
I knew you were going to marry Ron. You were rebuttaling with me for the longest time, but I knew it was going to happen.
anyway, what's going on?
Baby, who did you marry? Who did you end up marrying when you married your husband? Because you've been married for 12 years?
No. We've been together for 12. I'm married for 6.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, which is still a long time, you know. I met him when I was 17, so.
Okay.
It's been quite a long time.
What kind of guy could you classify him? Was he your opposite? Was he, you know,
polar
older,
opposite.
Younger? Polar opposite? Okay.
Complete polar opposite, older, But I had always dated older, which was fine. I never dated a young guy. I mean, didn't appeal to me. I always hung around with older guys. My best friend and my brother were 4 years older than me, so I hung around with them and their friends, so I always tended to date around that circle. Much to my brother's dismay. So, polar opposite, which is
right.
Good because it's the yin and the yang, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Angelique, who do you find yourself dating when you date? Is there a particular type?
I try not to go. I had to think about it. I try not to go too young. I haven't had good stories with that, so I usually try to keep them. If I do go young, like maybe a year younger or a couple years older, but I usually try for someone that's, I don't know, that's sexy, mature. He's got a nice little flow to him, nice body. He has a mind. He has a sense of humor, all his teeth. Believes in hygiene. You know, but you got to have all of that.
I didn't realize those are, I mean, obviously, I think those are requirements that go without saying.
Well, yeah, you'd be surprised. I have gotten a whole lot of advice.
I love Angelique because she covers all the bases.
The ones that have come to me, man.
So mm-hmm. What about you, Shanice? Because you're single, but you've been in a long time relationship, correct?
Yes, yes.
What do you feel like you date? Who is your guy? How does he relate to you?
That's the funny thing about it. I've dated younger and older men, and I think I have a complex about either or, as far as the young, as far as those that don't know what they want to do or what they want in life. And then the older guys, they're subjects of conversation or what they have. Like, it may come across mean, but I've dated an older guy that would always complain about his back hurting or his legs hurting. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, in a few years, it's going to get worse. And I'm going to have to rub Icy Hot and Dengue on him all the time. And, you know, it may be mean, but that's a huge turnoff. So I definitely want somebody that's youthful and closer to my age range. It doesn't necessarily have to be exactly my age, maybe a couple of years older. But I noticed it has not a lot to do with age, because I've actually talked to guys that were younger that actually are very, very mature. So I think it's all about the individual, how they were brought up, where their mind is and what they want and where they are in their lives. But for the most part, you know, I would do maybe a couple years older. I'm not big on younger, but, you know, I'm not totally objective towards it either.
Right.
Well, ladies, we have callers.
Ooh.
I just got a little message here from our Unscripted Radio screener saying we have callers. So do we want to take some?
Yeah. Sure.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Cassandra and William. We're calling in from Los Angeles.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hey, William. How you doing?
You got a question for the ladies?
I'm in LA traffic right now, listening to your guys' talk show.
What do you think so far?
We've been listening to the show for the last 20 minutes, so we've been waiting to talk to you and say hello.
Awesome.
Well, hello.
Do you have anything hello. You want to throw out there to the ladies, like maybe a question or you have an opinion about something they talked about earlier?
Well, so happens this. I'm with Cassandra right now, Cassandra Jenkins, and I've been focusing on the traffic, but
I am
listening to your last comment about the update.
I actually want to know what's your next move here in the industry, Angelique. I'm curious to see what your big move is going to be.
Say that last part again. I was hearing some feedback.
I'm curious to what your next big move is in the industry.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually just finished the post-production of my music video, and it's actually launching tomorrow for Can't Save Me Now, so woo.
Oh, where can they see it? Angelique, where can they see it?
They're actually going to be loading it up on QB.com.
QUBEEY.com. That's where it's going to premiere. And a couple of blogs right now are actually going to start releasing it tomorrow. And then eventually it's going to end up on, you know, YouTube.
Awesome. Well, yeah. we'll make sure that you guys get all that info.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We've been trying to view that music video for a day or so. Apparently, you have another way that we can view it, though, I understand.
That's what she just said.
Yeah. So that's great.
All right.
Okay.
I love you guys so much for calling in.
Perfect. Well thank you. Thank you for calling in. And do we have another caller?
Yeah, our next caller is John.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Hey, yes, I'm a big fan of your work, Dan Romano, he actually hooked me onto your station.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Do you have a question for the chat, lady? Huh?
I have a question for all of y'all.
Okay.
Since y'all was talking about romance, stuff like that, I was wondering, what is the freakiest thing all of y'all have done?
John, you come over here. You come up in here just asking all the personal questions.
A lady never knows.
Right.
You know what the freakiest thing I've done, John? This is Karen. You know what the freakiest thing I've done?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you. I told my man, you tell me what you want, and that's what it is. So that's the freakiest thing I've done.
are not him, and I think that, you know, you can't take it out on them. We live in the United States, and we all have the freedom of speech. There can be, I'm a black woman, there could be KKK parade somewhere in the South right now, and they have the right to speak whatever they feel their truth is, although I feel it's despicable. And, you know, the owner of the company has a right to say what he wanted to say. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. But I don't think you take it out on the individual franchise owners. They're just Americans trying to run a business. If you want to, you know, actually take it out on somebody, it has to be that person. It can't be, you know, people who are being affected because of what someone else's opinion is.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay, now on the other hand, I have not heard anything about this, so I need to be educated.
Really?
I'm feeling yet on what? On the subject. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about this.
Oh, well, basically what happened was about a month ago or a month and a half ago, the guy who is the owner of Chick-fil-A created the franchise. He basically is he's a Christian, well-known Christian. If you notice, Chick-fil-A, they're always closed on Sundays. And he basically said in so many terms, I don't want to misquote the man, but he basically said that does not make his food, or he didn't create Chick-fil-A for same-sex marriage. He doesn't support it. He feels like it goes against the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did he say? I mean, do you remember, Daisy? What else? I don't have that. I'm going to Google.
What he said was that he doesn't have anything against, being gay, lesbian, transsexual, all of that stuff. But he says that he does not believe that they should be allowed to marry. He believes that a marriage should only be between a man and a woman and not of any type of same-sex couple. And he did say that he didn't have anything against people that were gay. He just doesn't believe that they should be allowed to marry.
And the aftermath of that is that people came against Chick-fil-A, which is individually franchise-owned. So it's like if I owned a, McDonald's and the creator of McDonald's came out with his opinion, and then they try to boycott my business, and that's not even my opinion.
My question is, where did this come from? Why all of a sudden he has such a great opinion that he wants to publicize about people's sexual preferences or whether they want to marry, the opposite sex or what have you?
Right.
Just out of the blue, he's obviously Chick-fil-A has been going on for a while now, for years now, and out of the blue he has an opinion that he wants to publicize,
I think he was being interviewed by someone, something that came up. I think, I'm going to look up the clip and, but definitely continue to talk about your opinion on it, and I'll get you the exact clip and the exact situation.
Carry on.
Wait. We have a ding-dong caller. Is Lashana on the phone? Lashana. Hello,
hey.
How are you, Lashana?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Welcome to Tech Chat.
Thank you so much. Mainly, I have a question for all the ladies, and I know this might be a dumb question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is your best kiss or worst kiss ever?
That's a good one.
Oh, I'm afraid
I'm
such a good kisser. Let me see.
let me think. I'm going to let one of the other ladies answer while I think about this.
My worst kiss. I have the absolute worst kiss. And this may make me look like a bad guy, but this is actually the reason why I have a phobia of dating really heavy set men because I had a really bad experience with a really heavy set guy that I dated, and he was a really sweet guy, and he invited me over for dinner, and he cooked me dinner, and he had a little teddy bear, he made dessert and everything, he had the little apron on and everything, it was perfect. But I think afterwards, we were sitting on the couch, and he leaned in and kissed me, and he had a big old glob of food, some form of food in his mouth, that he transferred into my mouth from him kissing me. And from that moment forward, I was feeling sick all of a sudden. I had to go home. But after that, I will not date heavyset men, not necessarily because they're heavyset, but because of that particular experience that just threw me off. So that was the absolute worst kiss ever.
Wow. That just threw off my whole
train
of thought. Right.
That was a pretty bad kiss.
Yay. Yes. OMG. All righty.
I don't even know what would make him think that was sexy.
I don't think
he thought that he did it. I don't see how he didn't feel it in his mouth, but clearly he didn't feel that in his mouth. And he didn't, he was saving it or something like a camel.
Do you think it was an accident? I think something like that really, he meant to do that.
Like, maybe he thought that was sex. I'd have to, because you know if there's some food. I mean, come on.
Right.
And you know, I could be exaggerating. It could have been a whole lot less than what actually I'm describing. But to me, it seems like a lot because anything that's transferring into my mouth, that you know, that that's not
right.
Saliva is not. It don't seem right. So it just seems like a lot to me.
Right. That's all that matters. Oh.
I need a therapy after that. Just let's just say that.
I need a body bag. That is horrible.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that is so nasty. Ew.
Yes, that's the absolute worst kiss.
Shanice is way too quiet. Shanice, what was your best one?
That was my worst one.
That was Shanice. Wait a minute. I thought it was Angelique. No, that was
Shanice. And the funny thing is,
that was horrible.
The funny thing is, the absolute best kiss was like a peck on the lips when I was like 12 or 13. I had my first little peck on the lips, and that was just the highlight of my whole month. So the most simplest kiss because of the way that I felt about the person at the time and how much I liked him. So... It wasn't nothing sexually based or anything like that or anything in the midst of sex. It was just a peck on the lips that just did it for me that made it the ultimate best kiss. But, yeah,
funny.
the worst by far is more memorable than anything. So I'm still traumatized over that, even though it was years and years ago.
Jill, what's yours, Jill?
Oh, my worst was the first kiss I ever had, and it was in middle school. Don't tell my mom, but I kissed the boy in middle school. And I don't know what it was, but it was so much spit involved in it. And I was just like, it took me a while to try it again. It was just like a lot of gook and spit. It was disgusting. My first kiss was disgusting. So I don't have good memories of it. But you know, now, you know, I've had some awesome kisses since then, but that first one was the worst.
I remember once when I was younger, it was, you know, the guy who, he kind of had, like, these, like, I mean, he almost had, like, those LL Cool J lips, like, you know, like, those nice, full, good-looking lips, and he was, like, a popular guy at junior high. I'm telling you guys, I kissed him. Oh, like my whole face, like from my nose down, was wet.
Oh,
he just like absorbed my whole bottom half of my face, and I was like, oh my god! Like I was like, that was the worst kiss I'd ever had. It was such a huge disappointment because every girl in school dreamt about this guy and his lips, and I actually had a chance to kiss him. It was awful. Like from my nose all the way down to my chin, my whole face was wet. I don't know how he did that.
Like, that's a prime example that looks can be deceiving.
I agree.
Good God.
Wow.
I mean, no one has topped me yet.
Yeah, no, you got it, girl. I think we were like, you got it. Hands down, it's yours.
Yeah, I'm the monster.
Baby, you got one?
You know, I'm going to put my first quote-unquote grade school boyfriend on blast. His name is Peter.
Oh, good Lord.
You know when you say, oh, he's my boyfriend, and you hold hands for like a day, and then you break up? And I was like, I don't know, 11 or 12. It was horrible. First kiss was the worst. It was one of those where you're like, okay, we're at the age that we French now, so I know I'm going to have my mouth open. And what does he do? He freaking hits my teeth with his teeth. It's like, really? You can't miss. Like, my face is right here. But, yeah, that was way bad.
Ouch. That hurt. The teeth, the bumping of the teeth is not good. Allison in the chat room, she's one of our regulars. I love her to death. She said, I had one worst kiss. and he kissed me with all tongue, and I was not appreciating all tongue.
Oh, ew.
I don't know how much you were with that.
Ew.
I know, but last but not least, Miss Angelique, we have been anxiously awaiting your answer. You know, this might talk to me. I don't know what her worst kiss is, but you know Angelique's crazy. Go ahead, girlfriend.
I was like, you know, I was a little nauseous over here. Let me see. Well, one of the worst kisses, I was in my teens, and this dude, I can't even remember his name no more. That's how traumatized I was. And he tried to kiss me, and his kiss was, like, I guess consistent of trying to, like, lick my face off at the same time and do, like, the suction with, like, a vacuum, and somehow my nose and my chin got all involved, and I'm like, whoa, like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had them little lip smackers, lip gloss. I don't know if you guys remember that back in the day. It was, like, the Lisa Frank. That was, like, the bomb, like, lip smackers. You can't be licking off my lip gloss. That's a no-no. So, you know, I can't, no, I wasn't feeling it. But when you kiss me, kiss my lips, not my nose, not my chin. My mama taught me how to wash my face. I'm straight.
Thank you, Lashana. You sparked so much controversy just now. I think I'm still throwing up in my mouth from Shanice's story.
I had to answer that question. It had to be answered, so I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
God, your kisses, your worst kisses is, like, worse than mine, because I had a worst kiss back at prom. It was just nasty.
Wait, we want to hear about it. What happened? Lashana. What happened?
Well, mainly, here's how it started. I got picked up in a white stretch limo by this guy who I had a crush on from all the way from elementary school all the way to high school, and mainly, he missed my lips and kissed my ear.
Wow. That's in two different regions.
Right. Oh, my.
Yeah, and it was just, it's just horrible. Let's just say, ugh. Even when I talk about it, I'm getting nauseous.
Well, I'd rather have my ear kissed any day rather than have extra food in my mouth. So,
cleaning out my nose and all that.
Right, but my best kiss of all was at a movie theater. I was 28 at the time, and this guy who dated me, mainly one of my aunt's friend's nephews, was older than me. He was about 42, so I was like at a decent age. He actually gave me the best kiss ever, right on the lips, no spit involved, just a right perfect kiss. And after that, I was like, what the hell did just happen? And I told my mom, and she was like, oh, you got the best kiss. And I'm like, why do I feel like I'm about to pass out? She's like, well, you probably got the hots from. I'm like, no. Because he's 42 and he's not my type. mainly my mother is. That's true. Mainly.
I would rather have the best kids the rest of my life than have, like, you know, than worry that he's 42. You gotta let it go, Lashana. Go back and find that man.
Right. I just had to say to my mother, she always tried to be the little matchmaker for me. So I can't complain.
Go on.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Guys, we're down to the last 4 minutes before we start the Unscripted Radio Guilty Pleasure Show. This has been an amazing hour. Like, it went by so fast, right?
Right. Already?
I know. It's an amazing hour. Time flies when you're having fun. But I want to give you guys the floor. We've got 3 minutes left. So tell me, you know, any last thoughts, any last what did we learn from this episode, if we learned anything? We'll start with you.
What did I learn? I learned the very important information about my very close friend, Shanice.
What?
That you better not mention to anyone.
It's on the radio. It's out there. You know, I really like doing this with the girls, and I've learned to like them a lot more, and I don't know you guys all very in-depth, but I like your personality, so I learned that today, that I enjoy Daisy and Angelique and Karen and Shanice, although, you know, I've learned your information. Still love you. And
I have to love you unconditionally for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Right? So Shanice, she puts you on blast. Any final thoughts?
I learned that my best friend is a little more square than I am, so I don't feel too bad today. I actually feel like I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, you